Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Bachelorette Recap here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we were in Thailand. There was I love yous. There was goodbyes. There are fantasy suite dates. And it was still so boring. We're here to recap it all with you right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay for this new intro.
I like it. I've never heard that before.
Me either.
Oh my god.
I had to address it because, you know.
I don't know how to dance to this Thai music. I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it.
They feel them a little more like slow with
slow movement. No, but I don't think that's right either.
Hold on, let's
we're going to have
video.
To look up some Thai dancing.
Look, it's up there.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, you were way more on.
Oh, my, I started dancing a little bit.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're so excited. Woo! Honestly, we watched this episode together, and I'm not going to lie. I was excited for it after that whole Tia drama last week, but it was kind of a snooze fest. Anyways, we'll get into it. Even if you thought the episode was boring, I'm sure you'll think we're super fun.
I agree.
That's the plan. Yeah. You guys, I'm Christina Zias. Thanks for tuning in. And with me, I have Christine.
Hey, guys.
Renee.
Hey.
And Jeff in the booth.
Yo, yo. Excited for the show, guys.
Yeah. Okay, so initial thoughts on Fantasy Suite Dates, Christine.
Ooh, very boring, very predictable. This whole episode just fell flat for me.
Fell flat. Renee?
I could have missed this episode and been fine.
Right. I agree.
Those are my thoughts.
And Jeff?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, this is sometimes a point in the show where, no offense to Becca, but if you don't have a super engaging lead, I think, you know, this was kind of par for the course. We had a lot of feelings, a lot of slow looks and pensive balcony shots. And yeah. I just don't know if we learned that much in this episode.
I don't necessarily agree with that because I think we learned a lot about the other guys, and I think that there was definitely some pivotal moments in each relationship. But for some reason, I still found it to be so boring.
This is
so
maybe boring. An example of when the show doesn't need to be 2 hours.
For sure.
Totally.
Yes. Agreed.
An hour would have sufficed. Honestly, maybe an hour and 15, but that doesn't work like that. So just an hour.
I think I was overall disappointed, too. One, because Jason went home.
Yeah.
And obviously, I love him. Two, because I kept waiting for Ari to come on this episode.
Me, too.
And I was like, oh, he's going to come on. It's about to get crazy. And then he never showed up.
So yeah. Do you think we're being duped by ABC? Does he ever show up?
No, like Becca herself has said Ari comes on, right? Or is this, am I making this up? I thought in an interview she like alluded to it, or when was asked about it, she's like, you'll see, something like that. Because I feel like the time for Ari to come back, though, would be the finale. Because when you think about when he broke her heart, nothing, you know what I mean?
For sure.
So I feel like it'll be not after the final rose, but maybe like for the episode, I guess. I don't know. When is Ari coming back?
Okay, so this is really funny because I'm looking at the chat room. By the way, thank you to everyone who's in there right now. You guys are awesome. Your commentary is always so on point. And it's funny because I just said there was no Ari in this episode. But then Misha C said, I hope no one did a drinking game tonight listening for Ari's name because they are in the emergency room right now with alcohol poisoning. And it's so true because she brought up his name so many times.
Well, yeah, that's my question. Do you guys want Ari to show up this season?
Yes.
At this point,
give
I do.
Give me something, please.
I only want him to show up just because we've been anticipating it for so long.
I know. Earlier on, we kind of gave the show a hard time for constantly harping on that and him. And we're like, we need to move on. We want to get to know Becca. Let it be her season.
We got to know Becca.
Not Ari. I'm not impressed. And yeah. I kind of want.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, a little shade there. But I want him to come back and spice it up.
I just feel like this season has gotten so predictable over the last like couple of episodes. The Tia thing, great, annoying, but like we love to hate people on the show, let's be honest. But I just want someone I love to hate back because there's no one left that I love to hate. And if Ari could come back and if Becca could be like, get out, and he actually got up for real that time, the first time she asked, America could be like,
okay, I'm sorry, but I don't envision things are coming back happening like that. I'm pretty sure he's like, hey, I just want to talk to you. Like, I don't think she's going to kick him out and it'd be like this, like, vicious goodbye for him.
Oh, I know it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I don't
like
think
that.
I'm playing out like
sorry,
that either.
Renee.
All I want.
Sorry, Renee.
But,
right.
Like, for real, though. Okay, sorry.
No, go on.
If he came on, what would you pick? Like, I'm sorry. I just feel like I'm so over
Ari.
I almost
think it'll be, like, advice. Becca being like, I understand, like, this is so difficult, and him being like, you just, I don't know, what could he say? Just go with your gut, because he's going to be like, oh, and then change your mind later?
He would say, yeah.
You can always go back.
Yeah. You can always change your mind later.
Wake up with them on national TV, like, you know, you can do what I did.
I just hope, what I would hope from that interaction is that it gives Becca the clarity she needs, since she's so desperately confused right now. Maybe seeing someone like Ari will spark like a visceral reaction, like, oh, this is what I don't want. Maybe I know what I really do want. I don't know. Could be an epiphany moment for her.
I don't know. It's tough because I feel like we forget that there were so many moments that happened with Ari that we didn't see, that there has to be an emotional reaction for when she sees her ex, regardless of how much he hurt her. It was still someone who she did spend, given what, like a few weekends with, but like, whatever. It was an intense journey. And I feel like that could bring back some old emotions and make it harder for her at the same time, but I'm here for it.
I want to know what the chat thinks. Do they think that would be beneficial? I mean,
the chat pretty much thinks that Ari has nothing to offer her, no advice, and they're pretty much making fun of Lauren. And they're also saying, if I was Lauren, though, I wouldn't let Ari go back for anything.
True.
Valid point.
True.
And then someone said, but Lauren probably wouldn't even notice because she doesn't pay attention to what goes on in this world. She never even watched the last episode on her season. Anyways, okay, enough Ari talk.
Yikes.
We'll address Ari if and when we see him this season. But let's get into the first dates in Thailand. First is Blake. So Blake and Becca meet up. They have, like, the best jumping moment ever. And they're going hiking. And they have their hike trail that begins and ends at a sacred temple with monks. Initially, obviously, there's so much chemistry between them. And Becca says, just so you know, we can't, not only can we not kiss, but we can't touch.
Gotta turn it off real quick.
Dream date.
I know. Blake was super excited. It was funny watching them with the monks because Becca seemed super into it. And Blake kept opening his eyes. He's probably like, I just feel bad for him. He's so stressed that I'm so stressed watching him.
I know.
It's not enjoyable for me
it
to watch them.
It gives us anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm like waiting for him to like do or say something that will just make him like snap. I don't know. Oh. He just seems so uneasy about the process. Throughout this episode, I think that was the main thing we realized, that Blake has never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette before.
Clearly not.
He's just so concerned that other people could be having equally as strong feelings for Becca as he does. Or actually, no, he says that he has stronger feelings than everyone else. He's worried that she could be feeling as strong for him as she does for everyone else. But like, duh. Like,
yeah, seriously. Can we also just point out that the date she had with Blake would have been perfect for her and Jason? Because they barely even touched on their date.
Oh, good point.
Just saying. Yeah, Blake really stresses me out. And he needs to get with the program, like, of what show he's on. When he was talking about, just going on about, like, there's other guys here. She could have feelings for them. I'm like, you're on The Bachelorette.
But I do think his reaction is valid. Like, whether he's on The Bachelorette or not. Like, I don't expect that you can anticipate those feelings that you're going to end up having and, like, that jealousy that ensues and that confusion and just, like, you have no idea what's going on. Like, you think you're in this incredible relationship. So even if you've watched 20 seasons of The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, whatever, like, I still don't think you can prepare yourself for that moment, like, being in love with someone and then potentially being in love with other people.
That's fair. But I will say, I think the reason why he stands out so much is because compared to all the other guys, he is the most anxious, the most stressed. Like, Garrett doesn't bring up anything about the other guys at all. And that way, in the moment, we're just focused on him. And honestly, during his dates, I'm always really calm. And not just because it was raining this episode. He's very calming, whereas Blake is like, you know, I think we're doing amazing, and there's other guys here, and I don't know how she feels about the other, like, that. He just talks in, like, circles and quickly, and
It's funny, because, like, we get that feeling from watching him, but I don't feel like Becca feels like that. I feel like she's totally, like, into it when they're talking.
Oh,
which makes
sure.
me, like, I'm like, damn, is that what you really want? Like, seeing the differences between Blake and Garrett at this point, it's like, I'm really trying to figure out, like, how they both got here, but
I mean, I think we're seeing the most stressed out version of Blake, though,
for
in
sure.
his confessionals and talking heads.
That's
so
true.
I'm sure the producers are working. To me, it's the only conflict-oriented thing that's happening right now.
Okay.
So I think the producers are leaning into that because at least it's something, right? It's a talking point. Yeah. So I feel like the producers are pushing the anxiety narrative so Becca's not seeing it because they're exclusive to Talking Heads.
But not only that, like when they had their little dinner date, actually, did they even have dinner? They were like just sitting down talking to each other. Blake said something along the lines of like, I just keep waiting for something to go wrong. Like, that's kind of heavy. That's not like, I'm so happy to be here with you. Like, I know like everything is going so great between us. He like kind of got negative to the point where she was like, oh my gosh, don't say that. Like, knock on wood. I'm superstitious.
Yeah. At one point, she was like, really? When he said, I think that was when he said that he is more in love with her than he was with his ex, or like that he never felt like this before. And I was like, damn, that's heavy.
And then also, he said again, he talked about his ex and about, I guess, like where he lived was very remote in Colorado, and how his mom drove down 4 days a week to be with him because he was so heartbroken. So I just... Did you guys catch that?
I did not.
I was like, damn.
My eyes
like,
are open right
he,
now.
If he is not the one she chooses, like, this is not going to be well.
Here's a quick question. As women, how would you feel knowing that you're dating someone who got over their ex through their mom?
I don't necessarily think that would bother me so much.
Not through your mom, though. Let's change it to the very specific. Through your mom coming 4 days a week to take care of
you. I don't think the mom thing, because I'm like... I think I can respect, like, a mother-son relationship. I'm like, okay, he's, like, so close with his family. Like, that's really sweet. I think, if anything, I'd be like, okay, like, you are too heavy. You are too much for me, because I'd be so scared, like, of saying anything wrong, where you'd be so devastated. Like, I think it almost, like, I feel like you'd be in this constant stress of, like, not wanting to disappoint the other person. And for Becca, knowing that there's someone else there, too, I feel like it probably weighs, like, really heavily on her. Like, I hope she doesn't feel the pressure to pick Blake, because he'd be so devastated if she didn't. Do you know what I mean? What do you guys think? I think that's a really good question, Jeff.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Him coping and his mom helping him.
I get what you're saying. I think if it were someone else and I heard that, I would be like, okay, like, I understand that. I feel them. That's sweet. Like, I would think it was sweet. But because, and I agree with you, with the heaviness of Blake and just how intense and anxious he is and stressed he is, and he's only becoming, I think, a heightened version of himself throughout the show. It kind of reminds me of, do you remember Annalise from Ari's season, how she started off really calm, cool, and collected, and throughout like the 3 weeks she was there, she kind of lost it?
Yeah.
Blake has just had a slower downward spiral throughout the season, and it makes me wonder if this is really like the, you know, getting to the worst point of his anxiety, or if we haven't even like scratched the surface, considering what he had gone through his past breakup. And then it makes me wonder about the finale. If he does get sent home, what is that reaction going to look like?
It's hard because I don't know what he eventually learned from his last relationship that his mother helped him work through. My only concern with that is because I know how boys are with their moms, and that close relationship is there. But from seeing my mom firsthand, baby, my brother so hard, and he's 21 years old, I'm wondering if, you know, moms tend to reinforce certain things and may not necessarily call out stuff that your friends might see, like, hey, you're a little codependent, or maybe you're in your feelings a little too much. Maybe you did
I think,
because your
really
mom is always gonna like validate you, and she's gonna be like, you're amazing, you don't need to change for anybody, when he very well could need to change his approach.
Definitely.
So that's my only thing that I could see concern with there. But at the end of the day, someone's mom, I'm not gonna crap on you for leaning into your mom during a difficult time. That's just would be my only concern. It's like, that's cool and everything. I just want to know that you're like learning from all these repeated traumatic experiences that you keep having, because the common thread is you. So there, it's always a moment for self-reflection.
Absolutely. And going off of that, in that moment, he didn't just bring up his ex. He said how he feels for her more than the ex, but that he doesn't know how he would handle like this breakup versus that one, which is so concerning considering how much he's talked about how he did deal with his breakup with his ex and how bad that was. I don't know. It like makes me stressed and nervous for him talking about him at all.
I wonder if that puts negative pressure on Becca, or if that makes her feel like, oh, but I love him so much. Look how much he loves me.
Yeah, I think it can go either way. Jeff, what are your thoughts on Blake?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really depends on the type of girl. I will say, just a little insight into me, I can kind of, sometimes I feel like if I were to identify with either Garrett or Blake, I'm more Blake. First of all, because I would never like the stuff on Instagram that Garrett liked, but I won't talk about that.
The Instagram,
I know,
I'm sorry.
That's great. I'm kind of a sensitive guy, so I relate to how Blake's feeling.
Okay, so
and like, Laura loves that. Like, she likes that about me. She likes that I'm a words guy. She likes that she can track how I'm feeling with stuff. Some women love this. I don't think Becca's one of them. I think Garrett's more her type. I think there's plenty of women that would love a Blake because you know where you stand.
But see, there's a difference because Blake is very emotional, but so is Jason. And the way they handled themselves is completely different.
Totally
and
different.
Obviously, like, I mean, there wasn't, like, a breakup or anything with Jason. I mean, with Blake, right? And the chat role is, like, very divided on this, too, because they were saying that NR said, Blake's giving me so much anxiety. The episode is over and I still feel stressed. Amisha said, I think Blake's date was heavily edited. I understand why you're all saying that, but if a person truly has feelings for that person, then they should have these concerns. So I feel like both of them are valid, and I think we kind of just have to see how their relationship...
Different strokes for different folks. I don't know, like Jeff said, like, for some women that may translate really well, and for others is being lost on us, you know?
I think the way I see it is I see Becca with Garrett, and I'm like, wow, like, their relationship, there's, like, confidence within
That's
each other.
The thing.
In both of them. And they both seem so happy and calm, and they're, like, on this river ride with, like, a million different Thai people. They're watching their, like, one-on-one date and elephants and, like, people splashing them. And it still seems, like, very chill, right? Mm-hmm. Just, like, watching them, there's just such a different feeling than watching Becca and Blake.
One last quick thing I'll say in defense of Blake is that I don't know if Becca's given him a ton of reassurance.
I was thinking that too.
Like, I can't necessarily blame Blake because Becca shouldn't. I know she's doing this on purpose, but she's withholding a lot compared to how other contestants usually handle themselves at this stage.
It's funny though, because on camera to us, to the audience, she's given us the most assurance for Blake. Early on, she started saying, like, I think I'm in love with Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Like a few episodes ago, and she hasn't really said that about anyone else. And even in tonight's episode, she said that, like, she's in love with him.
Yeah,
she hasn't said it to him,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, his perception is different than ours, which we have
for
to remember.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. And that must drive you insane.
Especially at this point in the journey?
At this point, yeah. So I understand, like, we are probably being a little tough on Blake, because I could imagine in this, if I was in his position, I'd be going nuts.
Same, but I really, really respect the fact that Becca is not saying I love you to the last two contestants, because honestly, it's been an ongoing trend in the past few seasons ever since, like, Ben Higgins did it. But I personally would rather get hurt at the very end of it without being like, and he said he was in love with me. And, like, going back, like, at least you're like, you know what? I wasn't sure. I was on edge. Because you don't want to get so confident that you think you're going to win and then you're sent home. That's probably way worse than being anxious kind of throughout the whole thing and not knowing, because when you're sure under false hope that you're gonna win and be with this person because they love you, and Becca's not gonna say she said it to the other contestant. You don't know. That's what all these other past contestants were confused by. It's better to, I think, be anxious and unsure than think you're sure and be blindsided.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but I feel like you kind of have to, like, just be so confident in your relationship for it to work.
I'm glad you brought that up, though. Yeah. Like, there is definitely a level of confidence with Garrett and Becca's relationship versus with Becca and Blake. And that's why I keep saying, I wonder if she's feeling it and if she's scared that she's going to have to reassure him for the rest of their relationship.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because he keeps saying how confident he is and how he feels about her. But I'm wondering if it's like a defense mechanism. Like, maybe I'm not really confident, but if I say it enough, I'll feel
totally.
Like it.
I love that he, like, low-key, like, said, well, I just know the other guys don't love you the way I do. I was like, Blake throwing shade. He's like, I just want to throw this out there.
Another past contestant who said something like that when he was sent home, and I can't remember who. Peter! Remember Peter's, like, don't settle? But to Rachel, he was something like, don't settle, like, for freaking Brian. Do you remember that?
Did he say don't settle?
I don't remember
it was
that.
Something like that, because Rachel called him out for it on AFR. Do you guys really not remember that? I can't remember.
Oh, no.
Okay, chat roll. Let us know. There was a quote. Peter said something like that, but this is when he was, like, going... Well, he didn't want to go home. He just didn't want to propose to her. And they had this back and forth, and he said something very similar-ish, because it was only one guy, of, like, pretty much implying she'd be settling if she went through with anyone but him. I can't remember what it was or if he used the word settle, though.
Well. It was. I remember it being something along those lines. I just don't remember if he said that word specifically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shade.
Okay, so should we get into... Let's get into Garrett, and then we'll talk about the whole Jason thing. How does that work for you guys?
Cool.
That's cool.
Okay, so Garrett, they have a rafting date that it just so happens to be a Thai national holiday, so they didn't have, like, their own one-on-one time. And it was just funny to see, because there were so many people in that river. It was crazy. I don't know how, like, the producers didn't know this was going to happen.
They absolutely knew. They planned dates where they walk into a random arena and someone's already performing. I think that's
I don't know. I'm with you, Christina. I got the impression that production was scrambling to figure out how to handle this. And I was saying someone got fired.
I don't know. I agree. Got all the angles, though.
Yeah, I think, like, they made it work. I honestly agree. I don't think that they knew. Because especially towards, like, these very last few dates, they just try to make them one-on-one, just them alone. Like, this date was supposed to be just them and nobody
else. Right, like,
else.
I think it was supposed to be, like, a really romantic, like, river rafting experience for the two of them. I think the elephant was planned. Like, maybe elephants were supposed to be there, but not all those people.
There were a lot of people.
There was there were so many of them.
Because even the way they handled it, they were like, we expected it to be a one-on-one, but this ended up working out fine. Like, yeah, I feel like that's what it produced.
But I don't really have, like, any major thoughts except for the fact that they seem like they kind of fit together. And when I forgot that Garrett didn't say I love you before tonight.
Yeah.
So that was a huge moment, obviously. And it's funny because we've all along we thought, like, she really feels it with Garrett. And finally tonight he really validated that. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it took him so long, Christine?
He just seems like a slow and easy kind of guy. I think he was just going at his own pace. Mm-hmm. I think another big moment for me with their conversation was the fact that he said that he would relocate and meet her somewhere in the middle.
That was a huge moment.
That was huge. Her whole 50-50 talk that she's been preaching this entire season, I think he embodied that with saying that, and that solidified
their
bond.
And she even said that, like, with Ari, she felt like it was like, how am I going to fit into his life? Mm-hmm. It was all about, like, me fitting into his life. And I guess she really does see that partnership with Garrett, which was really nice to hear him say, too.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was edited, but it did come right after she said that.
Like, yeah, I think it was right in conversation. Part of the conversation. It makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what really makes me feel like he is the front runner, not just because of, obviously, them talking about going 50-50, but you know damn well, Bachelor Nation, that if he was, like, going to go home a while ago, they would have... But the producers would have been so on him about not saying I love you to her yet that he would have been anxious about it in interviews. Like, they would have gotten to him the way that they get to other contestants when they feel like they're taking too long to say I love you. They haven't played that up with him at all. We haven't even heard Becca really, like, she talks about it, but not in the way where it's worrying to her. She's just like, oh, like, I want him to say he loves me. Because he said he's falling for her, but with Jason, like, there was issues of him not communicating at all. Whereas I think if Garrett hadn't, she wouldn't be... It would be a different story because I think Garrett has always been this very calming, secure relationship throughout the whole season.
Yeah, I think she gives him a lot of leeway with how soon or not soon he's sharing his feelings, where the anxiousness was there with Jason, because I think other things are missing. I think she just feels so solid in Garrett that she didn't need the words just yet.
Yeah.
Because she got them now, and she said last night their relationship took leaps. Like,
right.
She was okay with the timeline that they were on, but... I think that's just because she loves him so damn much.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jeff?
I totally agree with what you guys are saying. To me, in terms of leeway, I like that word, Christine, because I feel like the amount of leeway she's given with not pushing him at all about his divorce.
Exactly.
With any other contestant, she'd be like, why didn't it work?
Yep.
Well, how did you contribute to it? Like, but she's just like, okay. And I don't know. I totally agree with you guys.
Do you think we're just not seeing that?
I just think they'd show us.
That's a good point.
I just can't imagine... Becca, like, not asking. I feel like she's, like, pretty tough. Like, I think she would be like, well, I want to know more about this. Like, that's such a big deal. Like, I think she's already been engaged once. Like, I think she really wants this to work. I don't think she wouldn't be asking those questions.
But especially after hometowns.
Yeah.
The only thing about that is, I will say, Becca in different relationships is different. Think about Colton and how many times he got away with barely answering a question. And then Garrett... I think they would show us despite if he was winning or not, because I think it adds more drama for the finale where we question who's going to win. Like, if she's unsure about his divorce, and with Blake, she's unsure about his anxiety.
I feel like they talk about his divorce a lot, and I feel like she just doesn't care, or maybe, like, he's explained it to her his way.
Yeah.
And she just looked over it because, like you said, she's just so smitten by him.
I think it's that, and maybe she's worried of coming off as a hypocrite because she just got engaged to somebody, too.
Very true.
So I think she's just trying to respect maybe where he was at, and because he's respecting the fact that she just came off the heels of an engagement, too, and is now, you know, supposedly really truly in love with this guy. So yeah.
I've got a hot take here too.
Okay, let's hear it.
What if there were different versions of Garrett's edit and they really had to backpedal, and like any flaws that Garrett could show us were in original edits of these episodes
before the Instagrams?
Yeah, like maybe there was an episode where we got into Garrett's contribution to the divorce, but the producers don't want us to see that because there's enough burdening his journey already.
That's a really good point. That's very possible, I think, when it comes down to, you know, once the... At the end of the day, Bachelor Nation and all the producers want us to root for whatever couple wins. Like, they want us to root for them. So I could see that happening.
I don't know, because I feel like, on the contrary, I feel like Bachelor Nation has been, like, pretty crappy to the past Bachelorettes. I feel like they definitely did not want us to like Brian for Rachel. And I feel like even for JoJo's season, like...
Well, not really, because...
You don't think so?
No, because think about that. We didn't like Brian because we thought he was coming off disingenuous. But if you actually think about what Brian did wrong throughout the season, they didn't give him a bad edit at all. It was just him being sweet and us not believing it.
Right, but if you listen to interviews with, like, Rachel and Brian, she's always saying, like, how she hates the edit that Brian got because all they ever did was show him kissing her. They never showed any of their conversations.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And I feel like... I mean, I liked Brian, so I was happy she chose him. But I feel like they definitely, like, painted Peter as, like, the one that she should be with or, like, the one that she really wanted. And I feel like they also did that with JoJo. I feel like...
Oh, JoJo? But between who? Because, oh, like, maybe Luke? Because no one thought What's-His-Face was going to win.
Robbie.
It was a joke. It came down to Robbie and Jordan. We all know
at the
it.
End, but Jordan, like, in the earlier part of the season... He wasn't liked.
Yeah, he was... That's very true. I think maybe more so with the Bachelorettes then. So
I think more
possible.
So with the Bachelorettes.
So maybe they're trying to switch it up and get back to the romance, especially coming after the garbage fire that was Ari's season, like that whole ending. Maybe they're trying to come back with a love story, so they really are painting him in a sweet light. Because if we think about it, there hasn't been that much drama the last few, just with Colton, really. Yeah. So they're clearly not trying to go for that really dramatic angle right now with all this conflict between contestants.
But Jeff, to your point, I do think that if there was a more controversial angle with Gary, like, they probably did try and edit it and make him look good.
Yeah.
Especially because of everything that happened. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw a couple weeks ago, but they literally retouched all of Becca's butt.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
They have the time to do that. They have the time to edit these conversations
for
down.
Sure. I didn't know you could do that through video.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can do anything with editing.
How does the chat feel about that?
About
editing the butt?
Or Garrett?
About Garrett.
A lot of them are saying, like, why haven't we seen more of Becca, of this conversation with his divorce? Other people are saying it probably happened in the fantasy suite. We just aren't seeing it.
Very true.
Also, people are saying, please Google pics of Garrett's ex-wife. Looks exactly like Becca. Huge red flag.
I did see the wedding video. We were tweeted the wedding video or whatever.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who tweets us.
Thank you. It was really hard for me to watch. Like, I felt like I was watching, like, my current boyfriend and his, like, ex-girlfriend together. Like, because, you know, we're so, like, invested in these relationships now. I feel, like, uncomfortable that we were seeing this, even though it's someone, like, we've never met.
Totally.
I felt so uncomfortable watching it. But I'm like, Garrett, he was happy with someone else. It was weird.
That's so funny. When I saw it, it made me like him more because I was like, oh, this is so sweet.
Yeah.
Jada in the chat role said, I like how she said Garrett told her all the ways he loved her. I wish we saw more of that. And I think that's right. We didn't see enough of that.
I mean, she said he could be a great father, a loving husband, and someone who's really reliable. I mean, check, 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 check.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, don't we really want someone we can fully depend on? I mean, that would be like... I think that's so important.
That is very important.
And she hasn't really, as far as I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think she's described any of the other guys like this to this level. Like, I think she talks about her feelings for Blake and how they have a really strong relationship. But, like, when she talks about actual characteristics in a partner, it seems like Garrett has always really been, like, the top dog.
What's interesting, too, is the one thing that Becca and Garrett share is I don't really know either of them.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
That's why when you first asked me that question, like, why it took him so long to get there, I almost was like, I don't know. I don't really know what is about him, like, and what his deal is.
I will say this is the first time in a while where I've watched the show and thought, wow, like, these guys really love the lead. I think that in past seasons, I'm like, I don't know. Like, they might just be in, like, this, like, little bachelor fantasy land. But I truly believe all of these three final guys, like, love Becca and could see a future with her.
Yeah, I believed that as well. And it's very true. I think when it comes down to, like, top three top threes in past seasons with The Bachelorette, you're like, that guy, not that into her. Like, this guy is pretty fake. And then you kind of have an idea of who the winner is going to be just because it's so obvious. This time, I think it's only obvious because we see her feelings with him. And not that obvious. It's still split. I just fully believe she's going to pick Garrett, and I can't let it go. And every time I see them together. But it's still like these three guys are all guys she really could have a future with.
Were you guys surprised? Down to two. Were you guys surprised with her date with Jason? Because for me, I was like a little disappointed in Becca. I was like, first of all, the way she just left him and started talking to a producer I didn't want to see that. It made me feel like I was watching the show Unreal at that point. I'm like, wow, like all of a sudden we were in Thailand on this romantic date and now she's there talking to a producer like who's coaching her to like move forward with this date. Like, I don't want to see that. Are you falling in love with these guys or not? Because
You know, you felt like it took away from the
magic.
The magic.
I do. That's the thing. I do. I was, as soon as we saw the producer, I'm like, this is exactly what happened. Becca, before she even went on this date, was like, I already know I'm sending home Jason. I feel stronger about these other two guys. And like, no, you just do it. You're going to be great. And she's having fun, but she's in her head because she knows she's going to send Jason home. And she's like, I can't possibly say no to him like when we're at dinner with this key. So then she goes off to talk to a producer. The producer says, no, give it a chance. You owe it to you in a relationship. So Becca to camera goes, I owe it to my relationship with Jason. Mm-hmm. And then at the dinner, ends everything because she didn't even want to go on that date to begin with. Not saying he's not the sweetest guy, but she wasn't feeling it.
I'm not going to lie. It kind of bothered me that she had this whole date planned with Blake. They went on the hike and then to the temple. With Garrett, she had the river rafting. And with Jason, she was like, I just like to walk around sometimes and explore. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so you didn't have the time to like plan anything for Jason? Did you guys catch that?
I did catch that. And considering how bad their previous dates have been, I felt for him. Because if it wasn't in a bar somewhere, it was at a weird, what was that, like death? Like, gothic date that they had.
Unhappy hour.
Like, they've had some shit. Like, I'm sorry. Some crappy dates. We can't use that word. NSFW. But, I felt for him that he didn't really get that chance. And what bothered me more is that what set her off was something that she said. It's not even, like, something that he said. She made a comment about the future. And she even said later that I felt like I had to include you. And then I felt like I instantly regretted it after. It's like, then don't say it. Like, you sabotage the date.
I also think, to be okay, in Becca's defense, I don't know how I would act in this situation. If I did have feelings for him at one point or just still did but knew I wasn't picking him, I think I would be so in my head that entire date, especially if I'm getting produced left and right, being told to keep him a little bit longer, Becca, you can't just send him home right now. I think I'd feel so uncomfortable and just, I think I would act in a way that if I watched myself on TV, I'd be like, what are you doing? You know?
Jeff, what are your thoughts on the whole...
I actually thought Becca handled this about as well as you could. I mean, like, it's clear to me that I think Jason is a little more friend zone than the other guys, which isn't bad, but like at a certain point you like who you like, and like it doesn't mean Jason's a bad guy. Jason's a great guy. He just really isn't for Becca. And I think like honestly it's nicer to let him go now than to spend a night with them. And totally. I thought she handled this pretty well. She handled it very Becca-like, but still pretty well.
My only issue with the way she handled it was the fact that she was so confusing in her words to him, and he was just trying to get an explanation. He was like, I just want you to tell me that you don't see it with me. Yes. But she was saying, like, I could see you being my husband, but I see it with the other guys more. And he's like, well, you've had more time with them. So if we have this time, why can't we just spend some more time together so you get to know me, like, without all these cameras, and then make your decision. So I can understand where, like, his confusion and his frustration was probably coming from. And I thought he handled himself very well.
He did.
He did. I think Becca in that moment, though, was just afraid of looking like an asshole, honestly, because she was trying to dress it up with all those nice words and things around it. But, like, that's, like, the last thing you want when someone's still ultimately telling you that they don't want to be with you.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I think she should have just kept it kind of cut and dry, like how she was with Wills or somebody else.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, we probably would give her crap for it, too, if she was insensitive. So I know we're judging her a little harshly here, but I will agree with you that the way she was saying it is, I think, what led him to ultimately come back. Because how do you get closure from that?
Totally.
Yeah.
If she had just said, it's just not going to happen with that, like, just more
just
direct.
Be direct. Because she, like, I don't think she was that confused. If she was that confused, wouldn't you want to sort that out alone without cameras for a night.
But I do understand at the same time, because even if she is so confused, she's probably like, he's so amazing. Like, why don't I want to be with him? But I just feel it so much more with the other guy. So no matter what, she probably still knew at the end of the day he was, like, too far behind. It's, like, definitely a total, like,
okay, see, I love that you said that, like, he's too far behind, because when he came back later, she said, I don't want you to question your journey or think that you're behind, but I just didn't think that we could get
but
there.
But he was behind. Like, exactly. So I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, so confusing. I wish she would have just said that. Yeah. Like, stop trying to, like,
totally agree.
Backtrack. That's why I kept writing down what she's saying, because I'm like, girl, I'm not following. What's going on?
So what do you think, what are your thoughts on this little scrapbook he made her? Do you think that was very producer-driven? Because when did he have the time to make this scrapbook?
You mean which PA made the scrapbook in the last 24
exactly,
hours?
Exactly, Jeff. What are your thoughts? What PA made it?
I mean,
it the same PA who writes those date cards?
Exactly.
Signed by Chris Harrison
does not have that handwriting.
No, right?
I mean, to me, this is very clear that the producers need his bachelor edit. And, you know, I mean, I think Jason's a sweet guy, but I'm not sure he made a scrapbook.
I don't think he made the scrapbook.
Okay,
I love him, but I just don't buy it.
If we ever get him on this show, we have to ask if he made that scrapbook, because it really could be either or. It could be that he wanted an excuse to talk to Becca again, and the producers are like, here, take this. It'll be sweet. We're going to get a good clip of it. It's going to be awesome. You'll get your moment, whatever. Or he legit had this scrapbook made because I think it was Wills who had one? Something like that before, something he made for her earlier on in the season. Or am I thinking back to Ari's season? Someone else did this, another contestant, like earlier on this season or last season. So it's possible he made it and was just saving it because he didn't think he was going to get booted.
If Blake would have brought a scrapbook, I would have been like, oh, for sure. But Jason, right. He doesn't seem like a crafty fella.
Look what I made you.
I have a theory on this scrapbook. I think that his gay brother made it when he went home and was like, amazing. You need to tell her how you feel. Remember, he was telling her, there's only so much time left.
I
got
this
you.
Because
that was
so funny.
Really well done, and I'm going to give it to his brother.
Okay, so the chat roll is really funny on this. So Misha C said, for me, the cover of the scrapbook should have said Jason for Bachelor. Erica Garza said, LOL, very producer-driven. Jada Odom said, I love the scrapbook. It reminded me when Becca made the same thing for Ari. And that's when I was like, oh, right. Like, that's her love language. Like, I forgot that she even did that. So I'm happy you pointed that out.
Oh, I so forgot she did that. Oh, man.
They're probably the same producer.
What's her love language? Gifts?
Gift-giving?
Gift-giving.
Gift-giving, physical touch.
Gift-giving, act of service, physical touch, words of affirmation.
What's the other one? Quality time?
Quality time.
Quality time.
Yeah.
There we go. Look at us.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, acts of service. Did you guys say acts of service?
Yeah, acts of service.
Okay, my bad.
Do you know your primary love languages? Mine are quality time and words of affirmation.
I think mine are the same, oh, but I had physical touch, I think, being tied with number two.
So you have, like, three?
I have three primary love languages.
Well, I love you.
I love you. I'm going to touch you, and I'm going to spend time with you.
Guys, I feel like mine are acts of service and receiving.
That's really
I love
good.
That.
Does Stevie do that for you?
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
You love
does he do,
out,
like,
girl?
Sweet little
yeah.
gifts?
Yeah. But his are totally different than what mine are, because he can care less about that stuff. His are, like, words of affirmation and quality time.
Did you?
Which makes me feel
did
very
you figure
selfish.
That out while dating him?
No, I figured
did
it
you
out
make him?
On JoJo's season of The Bachelor.
What?
Because, or on her season of The Bachelorette, because she kept talking about love languages, so then I did the quiz.
I've done that before.
And then I was doing it, and I was like, wow, like, it gave me such insight onto my relationship.
Yeah, yeah. It tells you a lot about yourself and your relationship with your partner. I think it's an awesome quiz.
When we have, like, make or break it, honestly.
When we have the guys in, we'll have to ask them what their love language
yes.
is.
Yes.
Okay, so guys, next week is, they're going to Becca's hometown.
Not next week, 2 weeks from now.
Oh, 2 weeks from now, that's right.
Is Mentel.
Oh, that's the best part of the whole season.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Guys, okay, at this point.
Okay.
Who do you see winning, and who do you see being the next Bachelor?
I think we're unanimous in this one, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me hear.
Blake
Garrett
for Bachelor.
And Blake. And Garrett.
You do. Jeff, who do you see winning and being the next Bachelor?
I agree. I mean, I would love to see Jason be
Same,
the Bachelor, but I just won't. Think Blake is a little more producible and more dramatic and weepy.
What do you mean? Jason just came with a scrapbook from the PA.
That's true. I think, like, we're going to get much more dramatic on the next Bachelors with a Blake than with a Jason.
So
yeah. I could see Garrett winning, But I, for me, it's really a toss-up because I think Jason got a great Bachelor edit tonight. And I think it just depends on what happens in the finale. Mm-hmm. If Blake doesn't win, I could see him being so devastated, too crushed, like, to be the next Bachelor. And it starts... Oh, wait. Actually, no. It starts in January. They have... No, actually, it starts pretty much right away, right?
No, it's just in the fall, right?
They start filming at the end of September.
At the end of September. So they have, like, 2 months.
They might not even tell us for... Remember when they did that one time with Nick's season before when they just took forever to announce it and we're like...
They might have to wait to tell us because for a while they wouldn't choose the runner-up as the next lead because the whole thing was that they were too invested in the relationship and they were too heartbroken.
Meanwhile, they pick Becca for
Bachelorette. I think JoJo was like one of the first ones that they chose.
I think they're going to wait to see how Paradise plays out, to be honest. Because I could also see Jason going to Paradise and having a good time.
True.
I could see him going there. I don't know about Blake going there, but I could definitely see Jason. And then also Colton is in Paradise. And we don't know how that's going to play out with Tia. I'm just trying to be devil's advocate.
Yeah, no, I think
there's so many players still at play with Paradise to make that decision now.
Do you know who I think Colton's going to end up being? What's his name? From Rachel's season. The one who dated two girls and he like turned out to be a jerk on Paradise.
Dean?
I think Colton's going to be a Dean. Colton is going to be a Dean in this, in Paradise. Mark my words. He comes in sweet and then he's going to keep being like, I don't know what I want. And then,
so who do you think is going to be the other girl?
The other girl? Yeah. Oh, no. That's a good question.
Because it was Danielle and Christina. So it could be between Tia and maybe Kendall if the Joe the Grocer doesn't, you know, get in the
way. I feel like Kendall wouldn't let a guy get in the way of her friendship.
She wouldn't, but, like, Danielle wasn't trying to either.
That's true. Dean
was just coming after her.
Very true. I really want Joe the grocery store owner to be Bachelor. I would die. Could you imagine if his edit is so good on Paradise that he ends up being Bachelor and he's the first ever Bachelor who was sent home on the first night? I'd be done.
I just want to see the promos of him, like, popping out of random spots in his grocery store. Roses going over the apples. And they're all red.
It's so funny.
He's shopping for love.
Shopping for love. Well, I guess guys will have to wait and see. By the way, people...
Joe wants to check
chat roll.
Oh, no coupons here.
Oh my gosh, you guys are too much.
No discounts on love.
You guys, in your comments for this video, in your comments, leave us who you think at this point will be the next Bachelor and who you think will win this episode, this season, okay?
Cool.
And then we'll be back next week for hometown dates and then... No, next week, Mental Hall, then Becca's hometown dates, and then it's the finale. I can't believe it, you guys.
It's crazy.
Thank you guys so much for following along, tuning in, live chatting with us, continuing the conversation. You can follow us all. My name is Christina. Follow me at Miss Zias. Christine, where can they find you?
And you guys can find me all over social media at Christine Beam.
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
And Jeff?
You guys can find me online at Jeffrey C. Graham.
All right, guys, can't wait to chat about The Bachelor all week long. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.